Chapter 11. That hurts. Once again, I toss and turn and turn and toss. I can't sleep. Lana is going to come by in the morning, and I have no idea how to get her a happy ending. My only option is to convince her that her current life is super awesome without the prince. And it so is. She's a princess. She has great hair. If she lived where we do, she could be in a shampoo commercial. She has 5 sisters. I wish I had 1 sister, never mind 5. Legs just aren't that great. I look down at mine. Sure, they can run and dance and stuff, but I've seen her swim, and she moves a lot faster than I do. There's a loud noise outside the window. It sounds like ooh, but it's more of a moaning. I bet it's quieter underwater. Land has all kinds of creepy sounds. Ooh, I hear again. Wait, that sounds like a person. I run out to the balcony and look down at the beach. Ooh, I hear a third time. I look around in the moonlight and eventually see that the sound is coming from a person. From Lana. She's lying on the sand. As I try to figure out what's going on, she starts to flop from side to side. Her tail starts to quiver. And then, as I watch, her tail splits right down the middle into 2. Oh my goodness! I have seen a lot of crazy things in fairy tale worlds, but I have never seen anything like this. I step over the divider and pound on Jonah's balcony door. Wake up! I yell. We have to help her! When I turn back to Lana, the green in her legs is slowly fading to the same light color of her skin. Her hair is the same. Her upper body is the same. But now she has legs. Legs! And green bikini bottoms. What's up? Jonah asks, opening his balcony door. That's what's up! I say, pointing to Lana. She made the deal with a sea witch! Why would she do that when I told her not to? I stomp my right foot. I am mad, so very mad. Ooh! Lana moans. We need to help her, I say. Get a towel. We hurry down to the beach and find her still twisting in pain on the sand. Does it hurt? Jonah asks her. Obviously it hurts, I exclaim. She wouldn't be making those sad sounds if it didn't hurt. Lana just nods. I put my hands on my hips. Did you go to the sea witch? She nods again. Why would you do that? I wonder. I told you not to. She opens her mouth to say something, but then immediately closes it. I gasp in horror. Since she has legs and went to the sea witch has her tongue. Did you give her your... I can't even say the word. It's too gross. Lana nods, but then she points to her legs. My stomach churns. She really did it. Gave away her tongue for legs. Why would she do that? Why would anyone do that? I take a deep breath. I take the towel from a very wide-eyed Jonah and wrap it around her wet shoulders. Can you stand? I ask. She shrugs, which I take to mean I don't know. Communicating with someone with no tongue is not going to be easy. She holds my hands, and I gently lift her up. She's shaky on her feet, but it seems to work. At the same time, she grimaces, so I guess it hurts. After a few seconds, she is able to walk on her own. We take her back to the palace. I want to yell at her, to tell her that she made a huge mistake. But by the pained look on her face, I think she already knows it. Come sleep in my suite, I tell her. We'll deal with this in the morning. She looks like she wants to say something, but then just nods. Without a word, she follows me to my room.